is called up yonder when the room called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, when that roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the master, the dawn till setting sun. Talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over, our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up, I'll be there. Let's all stand. It's called up yonder when the roll is called up yonder when the roll is called up yonder when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. One more time. When the roll,
to bless this child and bless PJ's family, all of their other little child, Lord, just bless them in a mighty way.
Yes.
Lord, may your hand be upon their lives.
Yes.
May you draw them closer to yourself. May you destroy all the works of the enemy in their lives, all that would try to hinder and destroy. And Lord, may your angels be on guard and protect them. Protect this little one, protect this family, Lord. Draw them closer, Lord, to higher heights and deeper depths with you, O God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We ask you to have mercy on this little one and on this family. Just help them, Lord.
Yes.
Guide them and lead them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. She didn't cry at all. She's like waving. Sleep at night?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you think? Should we keep her? Yeah? Yeah? She's all right? You're really pretty. Where'd you get that from? Certainly not your dad.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you think of how you love your kids. Maybe seat it for a moment. And I always feel like, for me, you know, we were privileged to have 7 kids, and now we have 6 grandchildren. And when you see a little baby like that, you just have so much love, you know, for a little one. And then to think that God's love for us is light years more than how we feel. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I believe God's love for us is greater than our human love for our own children. He said, yet if a woman would forget her suckling child, yet I'll never forget thee. How would a mother forget her suckling child? See, you know, but God will not forget us. God will not forget us. And you know, when we see that attribute of a loving father, a caring father, that's an attribute of God manifested. See, when we see unconditional love manifested, that's an attribute of Christ. We see glimpses of Christ. So when we can get out of the way and we can let Christ live through us, then people can see Christ in us. Now, we all see our own faults, and the devil's quick to put out to remind us of our faults. But what we're trying to do is yield to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, so that there'll be glimpses of Christ shown to the world. And when they see him, they'll want to know more about him.
Amen.
See? Amen. When I see glimpses of Christ in people, I say, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. When I see faithfulness in someone, I say, that's an attribute of Christ. When I see real love and genuineness, not hypocrite or self-righteousness, but real genuine Christianity, I say, that's Christ. That's why we love that. We love when someone is genuine. We love when someone is real, because it's a glimpse of Christ. Amen. You know, when Jesus spoke, the common people heard him gladly.
Amen.
But the religious people hated him. The real legalistic people didn't like Jesus. How come you didn't wash your hands before you ate? Right? They were all caught up in their rules and their traditions, and on the Sabbath day they wouldn't do anything but all their rules. And so he'd go out of his way to heal on the Sabbath day just to stick it to them a little bit. Say, your rules are wrong. Man was not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. And so I like when they were focusing on your disciples ate with unwashed hands. They wouldn't eat if they didn't wash their hands. He said, listen, it's not that which goes into your mouth that defiles a man. If you get a little bit piece of dirt and you eat it, and it just goes out through the draught. He said, but that which comes out of the mouth, that defiles a man, because out of the mouth you speak what's in your heart. That's why we have to watch our words. Words are so important. God's words are important, and then our words are important.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. And is the word of God and our attitude. Let's all stand. Turn to Isaiah. Thank you, Jeremy. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. I'd like to read some very familiar scriptures to us today. Very simple thought today, but very powerful if we can really embrace it. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Let's bow our heads before we read. Heavenly Father, I believe this is your word. I believe the heaven and earth, the heaven I see, the earth I stand on, shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. Your word shall never fail. And it's really the only sure place that we can stand on is your word. But Lord, as a man, as a mortal man with faults, and there's only so much I can do. I'm asking you to come today by your Spirit. Move us all aside, Lord. May we forget about the cares of this life just for this little time. Help us to focus on your word. Give us faith to believe it and receive it. And by your Spirit, change us, O God. Wash us in the blood. Fill us with your Spirit. Make us what you want us to be in this life. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And you know that covenant with David was an unconditional covenant. Just like he made with Abraham, an unconditional covenant. He made an unconditional covenant with David. See, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Amen.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts,
Amen.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen.
For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Amen.
For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Oh, don't you love to read the Word of God?
Amen.
There's so much there. There's such an anointing on the Word of God that when we read it in faith and we really believe it, there's something powerful about it. See, because if you read a book, I'm always getting after my wife because she reads a lot of books. And I'm like, what about that author? You know, what do we know about the author of that book? Because when you read a book or anything, you're catching the spirit of the author. Because what a book is, it's words written down. But those words, before they were written down, they were thoughts. And those thoughts come from the spirit of that person. So first it comes from a spirit, and then it's thoughts, and then it's written down as words, and then it's projected through a book, or someone who's speaking projects words. And those words come from somewhere. So everything we feed on in life, there's a spirit behind it. That's why we got to be careful what we read and what we see and what we feed on. As far as all the entertainments of the world, there's not much of it that comes from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Music itself has a spirit behind it. That's why it's really difficult to say what's good music and what's not good music. Most people have an opinion about it, but it's hard to define in the natural. But the truth is, there's a spirit behind every bit of music.
Amen.
Every bit of it has a spirit behind it. So, you know, like you can have rock and roll music. Obviously, we believe that's the spirit of the devil and rock and roll and all that. It's catchy. It doesn't mean those people aren't gifted. They're very gifted people, and they can create things that are attractive, but the spirit behind it's wrong.
Amen.
And so when you open yourself up to that, you get the spirit that's in it, and that affects your spirit, see? Now, there's Christian music, I believe, that's inspired by God, and then there's a spirit behind that. The Bible is the Word of God. And obviously, I believe the Bible is the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And the spirit that's behind those thoughts is the Spirit of God. So, anyway, everything we do, we have to realize there's a spirit behind it.
Amen.
And so we want to be of the right spirit. Because you can have the right doctrine, but the wrong spirit.
Amen.
Obviously, you can have the wrong doctrine and the right spirit. But see, if you have the wrong spirit, how's God going to help you? It's hard. If you have the right spirit and the wrong doctrine, at least if you have the right spirit, God can help you see where you're wrong.
Amen.
See, that's why repentance is so important, because repentance puts you in the right attitude. People that can't repent, they can't ever see they're wrong. They never say they're sorry. They never feel sorry. Something wrong.
Amen.
They really need the Spirit of God to convict them, to prick their heart. What happened on the day of Pentecost? The Word pricked their heart, and they say, what shall we do to be saved? See, when your heart's broken and pricked, what are the sacrifices of God? A broken spirit. That's what David said. It's not all this natural offerings that they did, all the cattle that was killed. That's all pointing to something else. But the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. When we can let the Holy Spirit convict us and have a broken spirit, then we're ready for God to teach us.
Amen.
That's why he said, what shall we do to be saved? Repent, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we have a baptism today. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
So I want to talk. We've been talking about the voice of God, and I've enjoyed that because God speaks in many different ways. He speaks through His Word. He'll speak through a different ministry. He'll speak through one another. He'll speak through a stranger. God can speak in an audible voice. He can speak in a voice that you can't hear in your ears, but you can hear inside here.
Amen.
He speaks in many ways. The key is, are we in tune enough to listen? Job says, He passed me by and I perceived Him not. So sometimes God passes us by, but we're not tuned into listening to Him. So we need to listen for God. When we pray, we should expect God to be there. We should expect God, like Brother Diggs was saying, expect Him to be listening to you. Expect Him to respond to you. Really enjoyed that message. So, voice of God speaks in many ways. And then we talked about the words of Jesus, and we kind of looked in and magnified some of the words of Jesus. And He was a radical teacher. Love your enemies. Love that guy that hates me, and pray for that man that despitefully uses me. That's radical teaching.
Amen.
But that is the teaching of God manifested in flesh.
Amen.
His teaching, if we obey His teaching, and again, the only way we can do it is if we really trust God, completely trust God, because you won't love your enemies, you won't do good to those that despitefully use you and persecute you if you don't really believe in God and trust God. See, if you're living just for this life and you're a selfish person, well, then you're not going to do good to those that do good to you. But if you've been born again from above and the Spirit of God is in your life, quickening to you that, listen, it's not all about you. It's not all about this incident that happened. There's a bigger picture here. That person's behaving that way because there's a spirit on them. If that spirit would leave and the Holy Spirit would come, they would behave differently.
Amen.
Even for us. You know, when we do that which is wrong, Paul in Romans 7 says, that which I hate, that I do. That which I want to do, I do not. You know, there's a fight within me. Even we see in ourselves, sometimes we yield to the wrong spirit and we do things we don't want to do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So then we start to learn, if I yield to God and I let Him sow good seed in me, that makes me stronger to do the things that I know are right. See, when I yield to other spirits and they're sowing seeds in me, that makes the other spirits stronger in influence in my life. And then I do things, I behave in ways that I don't want to do. Do you ever behave in a way that you're like, why did I do that?
Amen.
I think we all do.
Amen.
You know, one thing I've noticed is the complaining spirit is contagious.
Amen.
It's like this highly contagious disease. And when someone's like, well, then you start going, yeah, and it starts getting on you, and you're like, and then you walk away, what happened there? Why did I do that? I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like that. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Remember the children of Israel? They got in trouble for all their negative talk. We got to say the right things.
Amen.
Focus on the positive, not the negative. Amen. Don't be the glass is half full. Well, I mean, glass is half empty. We want to be glasses half full, right? Some people focus, well, there's a glass there and it's half full, but half of it's not full. I can't believe it's not full. Somebody else gets it. I don't get it. See, you're focused on the wrong things. Say, at least I got half. At least I got my glass half full. Thank God I'm thirsty now. I want that. See, so that goes with everything in our life. In relationships, don't focus on the negative side of other people. Do you want other people around you focusing on your faults? Nobody does. So why would we focus on the faults of others? Find something positive in their life you can focus on.
Amen.
And thank God for that.
Amen.
And be positive about that, see? And then all of a sudden, they see good in you, too. Amen. Well, they got to go first. No. Not if you're a Christian, you go first. You go first, and if they never go, you still go.
Amen.
That's the love of God. See, some people, Christians, are like, well, all right, I'll go first, but I want to see some results on the other side. I want to see a little love coming back this way. No, that's not how I do it. God so loved the world.
Amen.
The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
See, so he didn't wait till we were good enough. He didn't say, all I see is bad in them. He said, I'm going to love them anyway.
Amen.
Real love is a choice.
Amen.
And we can choose. When we've been born again, and I'll qualify that, and we have the Spirit of the living God in us, we can choose to love everyone.
Amen.
No matter what they've done. We can forgive everyone. Everything they've ever done to us.
Amen.
Don't you want to live like that?
Amen.
Do you realize how powerful it is to live that way? See, greater is he that ruleth his own spirit than he that taketh a city. See, in the natural, we see a man that could take a city, you know, and we say, wow, that man is really great. But in the Bible, he that ruleth his own spirit. Now, you can't rule your spirit if you walk around getting offended at everybody at the least little thing.
Amen. Amen.
You've given your power away to rule your spirit. Because you're upset everywhere you go. There's thorns everywhere. Oh, that person's horrible. Oh, that person's mean. That person, you know what? What if you say, I don't care what they do. Praise the Lord anyhow.
Amen.
I'm going to love them anyhow, no matter what they do. That person who's going to prick me, I'm going to forgive him anyway.
Amen.
That's power on earth.
Hallelujah.
He gave us that power when he gave us our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That wasn't in my notes, so again, you can't get me on the clock on that part. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Voice of God, the words of Jesus. Today I want to talk about a very unique attribute of the Word of God that I know that you know, but I want to highlight it. The Word of God is very unique in many ways. But His Word will not return void.
Amen.
Did you catch that scripture? It will accomplish the purpose that He has, that which He pleases.
Amen.
The Word of God is a sure thing.
Amen.
We can trust in the Word of God. Now, the Word of man, there's a lot of good men that'll give you their word. They're as good as their word, they say. And a lot of people are, you know, they have enough integrity and ability, they keep their promises. That's really good. But man can only do so much. Even a good man is limited in how much he can keep his promise.
Amen.
But God, here's the wonderful part. He's almighty.
Amen.
He's all powerful. He's all-knowing. He actually knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
He knew us before we even knew anything.
Amen.
Before we were ever born, He knew us and saw our whole life.
Amen.
Now, we can't understand that, but I believe it.
Amen.
The Bible proves, prophets prove, God knows the future.
Amen.
He tells us what's going to happen. See, so think about this person, this God. His word is so different than our word.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Now, we know, listen, let's be honest. Experience tells us some people promise something and they never do it. And then we kind of get used to that, right? I have a relative in my life that he's got such a nice heart. You know, I'll do that and I'll do this, but I know he ain't never going to do it. Now, not because I'm against him, because experience tells me he says it, but he never follows through. Now, I don't want to be like that. I don't even want to say it unless I'm going to do it, right? But I also know I can say it, and I might not be able to accomplish it.
Amen.
Even if I try really hard, I could fail. But God,
Hallelujah.
God's word's different to me.
Amen.
I can stand on the word of God.
Amen.
I can rest in the word of God. I can trust in the word of God.
Amen.
Now listen, one thing I'm very careful about the word of God, I don't put any time limits on God. That's a mistake.
Amen.
Say, well, God promised to heal me. If you don't do it in the next 5 minutes, then you just lied to me. No, that ain't right. He didn't say it like that. He said, did you believe?
Amen.
Remember the blind man coming to prayer line and Brother Bram's there? And he said, he wants to see. And he said, go forth and believe. Do you believe? Yes. Go forth. Receive your sight.
Amen.
Well, he was still blind. So he didn't know any better. No ill will in his heart. He come back in the prayer line. He said, well, first time didn't work. Let's come back again. I appreciate that, actually.
Amen.
Comes before Brother Branham. He says, I already prayed for you. He said, but I can't see. He said, that has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Woo! I love that.
Hallelujah.
See, there's the boldness of faith of a prophet
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
He said, Dan, you said you believed. He said, I do believe. But I can't see. He said, that has nothing to do with it. Just go forth saying what he said to you.
Amen.
Praise God, I can see.
Amen.
So the man had to say what God said to him before it actually happened to him.
Amen.
Now, this is a principle that applies to every one of us. Because God's word is sure. God's word is true. But there is a time before the execution of his word that he wants us to believe it. And he wants us to believe it so much that we're willing to say it.
Amen.
Just like he said it.
Amen.
And finally, that man got it. And he left the prayer line. And he says, praise God, I can see.
Hallelujah.
And I just wish I was there in that meeting because
Amen.
Just imagine a crowd full meeting and there's balcony full of people and Brother Bram's trying to preach and everything and there's a man disturbing the meeting going, praise God, I can see.
Amen.
And the usher's like, Brother Bram, should we get him to quiet down? No, I told him to say that.
Amen.
Just leave him alone. All through the meetings, a blind man is saying, praise God, I can see.
Amen.
Praise God, I can see.
Amen.
But he couldn't see. You see, to other people around, he's disturbing the meeting. But to God, he's doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Amen.
Do not let other people influence you. You say what the word says. Don't let negative thoughts come into your mind. God's word is true. He's almighty. There's only one thing God can't do. He can't lie.
Amen.
Mm-mm. We can take him at his word.
Amen.
And we can have simple faith in his word, and then we say what he said. Do you realize we right now have a high priest?
Amen.
In the Lord Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation world. He is on that throne now.
Amen.
And he's watching over all the world. He's looking for people that are taking him at his word. God's looking for someone that trusts in his word, that rests in his word, that speaks his word because they know he can't lie.
Amen.
and they proclaim it. And Brother Branham's whole healing ministry was based on God can't do anything for you until you first confess He's already done it.
Amen.
That's why we say, I'm saved.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Amen.
You know, I'm still in this mortal body. I still have faults. I still struggle here on earth, and I have ups and downs. I have great days, mountains. I have valleys. I have all kinds. But I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, and He's the high priest that makes intercession based on your profession.
Amen.
How about healing? By His stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
In the New Testament, He said, by His stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
It's past tense. Amen. Salvation, healing, all the promises of God are past tense because He paid the price on Calvary for everything we'd ever have need of.
Glory.
There's nothing we can do to earn it or purchase it. What we got to do is believe it and speak it.
Amen.
Speak the word that He already said.
Amen.
Say what He said.
Hallelujah.
Use His own language. Brother Diggs brought it out. God loves to be reminded by His children what He said to them.
Amen.
He's waiting for His children to confidently speak back. You said, I was healed by Your stripes. I believe it.
Amen.
You've healed me before. You heal me now. I got all the symptoms, but I don't care because by Your stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
Are you healed today?
Amen.
Are you saved today?
Amen.
I want you to know it feels really good to say it, even if you have the symptoms.
Amen.
Symptoms are lying vanities. Remember Jonah in the belly of the whale? Seaweed wrapped around his head. He's in, stuck in there. He's like, lying vanity. Once more, I'll turn to my God. I'll turn towards the throne. Once more, I'm going to pray towards the throne of God. He's going to hear my prayer. God heard his prayer based on the inspiration he had about Solomon's prayer, who backslid in the end. But now we're basing it on the word of God.
Amen.
We're basing it on the words of Jesus. Amen. I want all of us to have complete confidence in the word of God.
Amen.
I want us to rest our faith on the promises of God.
Amen.
I want you to behave in a way that there's no doubt God's word is true.
Amen.
Because you realize all of your problems come from doubting that.
Amen.
Sin comes from doubting that.
Amen.
Troubles come from doubt. Fear comes from doubt. Do you realize that? When I see people that live in fear, I hate that. Not the people I hate. I hate that unbelief getting such a grip till people live in fear. No, we don't have to live that way. Christians should not live that way.
Amen.
Fear has nothing to do with me. Doubt has nothing to do with me. I'm an overcomer in this age because He paid the price.
Amen.
The devil tries to get me to focus on where I failed, but I'm focusing on where He had victory.
Amen.
There's a difference, see? If the devil gets you to look at yourself, I don't care how great you are, you're going to be disappointed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God Almighty is powerful, eternal. There's no chance of failure. There's no chance He could fail. I'm not worried about God failing. Where does the failure occur? In us fully trusting what He said. That's always been where the failure was.
Amen.
See? Praise God.
Amen.
He wants us to believe His word. He wants us. Do you realize He gets disappointed in us when we don't really believe His word?
Amen.
Because He wants us to trust His word.
Amen.
This is not only a lesson for here, but for the other side. He wants us to simply have faith in what He said. Simple faith in the promise. Let's go to, I want to say something that Solomon prayed. 1 Kings chapter 8. I'm taking way too long. Now for homework, you can read the whole chapter and all that. Solomon prayed a wonderful prayer, and God honored that prayer, see? But at the end of it, 1 Kings 8:54, and it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven, and he stood. Now look what he said. I love what he said. He stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he had promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he had promised by the hand of Moses his servant." Praise God.
Amen.
He's given rest to his people. Praise God.
Amen.
There hath not one word failed of all that he promised. I want you to know that's true about God.
Amen.
God has given us a provided way of escape. He's also given us a place of rest.
Amen.
Rest. Don't you want to rest?
Amen.
Well, the Bible says labor that you can enter into rest. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What he has promised, that will he do. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Is that really how you live? What he has promised, that he will do. Praise God.
Amen.
God's people struggle when they doubt his word. When they're not resting that his word is true. Look at Israel at Kadesh Barnea. They come up to go into the promised land, and if they would have only believed God's word, they would have entered into that rest sooner. But there was a delay because of their unbelief. See, sin is unbelief. If you're a predestinated child of God before the foundation of the world, listen, God's going to have you where he needs to have you. But unbelief will hinder what God's trying to do in your life. Unbelief's not going to stop God, see? But unbelief will hinder us from recognizing the promises manifest. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God wants us to enter into his rest. Doubt and unbelief hinders that rest. Let's go to Matthew 11. I want to establish something here, just the words of Jesus. Matthew 11, 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." How many here labor and heavy laden?
Amen.
"And I will give you rest." So what do we have to do? If we're laboring and we're heavy laden, what are we supposed to do? Come to Jesus.
Amen.
"Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest." I like that because that's a promise to me. "Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Listen, here's a mistake the world has. God's not looking to increase your burdens. He's looking to relieve you of your burdens. God's not looking to make it harder for you. He's going to make it easier for you. Listen, the way of the transgressor is hard. When we go away from God's way, that's when life's hard. When we yield to God and we submit to God, that's when life gets better.
Amen.
I like to say it like this. It's a no-brainer to serve God.
Hallelujah.
It's a no-brainer if you're thinking right. See, because to be selfish and self-pleasing and to always chase pleasures in this life, that's, I hate to say it, it's dumb. It's dumb because your life gets worse, not better.
Amen.
The pleasures of this life do not satisfy the soul of a man.
Amen.
But when you forsake the world and the things of the world, and you pursue God and the things of God, there's a joy, there's a satisfaction. You drink the water and you never thirst again.
Hallelujah.
You've tasted of something that's so much greater than this world.
Amen.
The pleasures of this life can't match what God has for us.
Amen.
And the only way you know is if you partake.
Hallelujah.
Is if you partake. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus had the woman at the well and she's a prostitute, she's living in sin. And you know, he doesn't hate sinners. He hates the sin, but not the sinner.
Amen.
Right? And he reached out to her and said, you know, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me for a drink.
I love that. I love that. And she didn't get it at first. She's like, you got nothing to draw from. What are you talking about? You know, who do you think you are? If you drink the water that I give, you never thirst again. You know what? He's not a liar. He's absolute truth. I've tasted the water that Jesus gives, and I say it's good. Let's get in. Let's jump into that water. See? I've tasted of the things of the world, and they do not satisfy.
Amen.
You know, if you're a Christian, you're a son or daughter of God, and you yield to a wrong spirit, you know what you're going to feel? You're going to feel used by a wrong spirit.
Amen.
You're going to feel used and abused by the devil, because that's exactly what happened. The devil's laughing because he got you to do what he wanted. And he knows when you yield to him, it doesn't satisfy, and then you feel convicted. And if you listen to the devil, you'll feel condemned. See, but the Holy Spirit and the grace of God will say, listen, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. See, the Holy Spirit won't lead you into condemnation. The Holy Spirit will lead you to repentance, because that's what relieves the burden. See, the Holy Spirit will always lead you to Calvary. Calvary. Praise God for Calvary. Praise God for the sacrifice of Calvary.
Amen.
Nothing in my arms I bring, simply to the cross I cling.
Amen.
Oh, Brother John, that's just for like a new Christian person? No. That's for every Christian person.
Amen.
Nothing in my arms I bring, simply to that cross I cling. I claim nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Realize how frustrating that is for the devil when we go run to the cross? He'll never remind you of what God has done for you. He'll always point you in your mind, because the greatest battle ever fought is here. He'll always point out your faults. He'll always point out where you failed. He'll always point out what you've done wrong. He'll always point out the negative. He'll say, look what you did. Look what you said. You're a loser. You're no good. That's the devil speaking.
Amen.
Do not listen to the devil.
Amen.
But you listen to that still small voice says, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will save you. I will heal you. I will fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Which is the rest.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
He's not looking to give you a heavy burden. He's looking to remove our burdens.
Amen.
He wants us to enter into his rest.
Amen.
Now let's go back to Hebrews 3. I got a little bit of scripture I need to get through here. Hebrews 3:17. Oh my. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hebrews 3:17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Now let me stop there. Think about the children of Israel. They're the children of God. They're the call of God. They were pulled out of Egypt. But God was grieved 40 years. Why? Here it says it right here. With whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? What is sin? Sin is unbelief. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They did not believe God's word. And that caused them to not enter into rest. That applies to Christianity. If you don't believe the promises of God, you're not going to enter into the land of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't have rest unless you believe God. Trust in his word. Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear, that's the good kind of fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. So there. Don't
let there be a promise of entering rest, and then in your life you seem to come short of it. No, we don't want to come short of that. We don't want to be borderline believers, believing there's a promised land, seeing there's a promised land. We see others going over, but we're not there yet. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, unbelief is the biggest problem that we have. Unbelief. Now, let's step back, and how many knows the parable of the sower that sowed seeds, right? Jesus, if you want a homework, Matthew 13, you can read the parable. I'm not going to read it all now, but we know that some seed fell by the wayside. Is that right? Some seed fell in a stony ground. Some seed fell amongst thorns. And some seed fell on good ground. So four different places, four different conditions for the seed to fall in. Jesus explained the parable, right? He says, it's not, they said, why do you talk to them in parables? It's not for them to know. It's for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And he told them, he says, listen, fell by the wayside is those that hear the word, but they didn't understand it. So in other words, we talked about hearing. There's a physical hearing without understanding. God wants us to hear and understand.
Amen.
So some people hear the gospel and they don't understand it, and the devil comes by, he snatches up that out of their mind. See? So the word is good, the word is effective, but it needs to go into good ground.
Amen.
Right? Like, don't you know that Brother Barron talked about how they found seed back in Egypt? Like, that was the seed was there, stored for thousands of years. And all they had to do is take that seed, plant it, and water it, and it produced what it was.
Amen.
See, there's nothing wrong with the Word of God. The Word of God will not return void. The Word of God will produce what it is, but it needs to be planted in the right kind of ground.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
So unbelief and not understanding, that's not the right ground. Now, rocky place has no root in it. So when persecution arises because of the word, they get offended. And they say, I don't want that. See, so they didn't really, the word didn't really take root in their heart.
That's
see,
right.
They believed it maybe here. With joy, they received it here. Oh, yeah, I see some benefits. But then it gets hard, and they say, I don't want that, because it didn't go from here into the heart.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And then thorny ground. We know there's only two left. There's the good ground, right? And then the thorny ground. What was the thorny ground? How many knows? The cares of this life. And also the deceitfulness of riches, right? Choke the word. And make it unfruitful. Now, I want you to stop for a moment and think about the good ground. As people that the word does produce in their life. Can we do that?
Amen.
Do you think those people have cares in this life?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
See, the cares of this life are not necessarily bad. It's when you let the cares of this life overwhelm you, and there's no place to water the word. There's no priority given to the word because I'm so busy. I'm so tired. You know, we could all have excuses, right? You know, when you wake up in the morning, the devil's right on your ear near your pillow going, you can't get up today, you're too tired. I mean, he's always got an excuse for you.
That's right.
Amen. Right? But something in it says, no, I want to be in church today.
Amen.
I want to feed on the word of God. I want the word to come to me. And I want to try my best to be good ground so that word can produce what it is.
Amen. Amen.
So one thing that hinders us being good ground, the difference between good ground is those letting the cares of this life choke the word. No place, no time for the word. because I got so much stuff to do. I got to work. I got a family. I got this and that. I'm too tired, man. I can't do it. What are you doing? I got some entertainment I need to feed on. Come on now. Come on, you got enough time. You're lying to yourself. The good ground somehow lets the Word of God and God have priority in their life. Where the thorny ground allows other things to crowd out and choke out that word. Listen, it happens to all of us. I'm not just saying you, not me. I'm saying I fight the same battles you fight. The very same battles. I don't feel like reading the Bible. You know what? It's not about how you feel. It's what you believe.
Amen.
He is the Word. He is the Word. We need to humble ourselves to Him. We need to humble ourselves to His Word. We need to give place to Him. And when you do, you become good ground.
Hallelujah.
See? The deceitfulness of riches. Listen, you know it says the want of money is the root of all evil. It's not having money, but it's the want of it. You can be poor and have that problem because you're chasing the almighty buck. Oh, I thought it only applied to people that have money. No. When you're chasing the almighty buck, that can crowd out the Word of God. I got no time for that. I got to make a buck. I got to have so much money in the bank that I'm independent from God. Woo! Where'd that come from? Wrong attitude. I don't want to have to trust Him. I don't want to have to believe in Him. I need a big, big, fat account of full of cash. Something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
See? The Word says, Jesus said, seek ye first. First. What's first? First. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, not your own, His, and all these other things that the Gentiles seek will be added unto you.
Amen.
Do we believe that or not? Or not. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother John, I didn't come here to get beat up. I ain't beating you up. I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
See, I'm getting some thorny ground out of the good ground. We're getting some stones out of the good ground. We're making some good ground.
Amen.
People ready to receive. I want to see the Word of God manifested in your life.
Amen.
Because I'm going to need your help someday.
Amen.
I need you to pick me up. We pick up one another.
Yes.
See? How do we do that? By living as best you can for God.
Amen.
By yielding to God and let Him live in through you.
Amen.
See, because when other people see Christ in you, that gives them hope.
Hallelujah.
It gives them hope, see? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Unbelief is a big problem, see? He wants us to believe Him and trust Him and overcome by Him. He does not want us to live in fear and doubt and fretting. Fretting. Christians don't fret like that. You might have a fretting fit, but you can't do that all the time and claim to be a Christian. Where is the Holy Ghost in your life? Trust and obey. The Bible says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
The overcomers overcome by their word because their word was His word.
Yes.
Amen.
They said what He said. I like that. Overcomers say what He said.
Amen.
No matter what the conditions. No matter what. Remember Joshua and Caleb? Let's go up at once. Let's read that. Numbers 13. Let's read that. Praise God.
Amen.
This is nothing new, is it? It's nothing new.
Amen.
Just highlighting something we already know. Joshua and Caleb, they believed the word. See? Joshua and Caleb had faith in the word.
Amen.
They believed God's word so much that the circumstances that made God's word look unlikely didn't matter to them. They still said what the word said. Numbers 13:30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses because they're saying, we can't go up. They said, yeah, the land is all that you said. We got the fruits of the land, everything, but we can't take it because there's giants in the land. Right? That was the evil report that came back. And Caleb stilled the people. I wish I was there. Woo! Caleb.
Amen.
Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
What was that based on?
Amen.
He believed what God said.
Amen.
God said, the land is yours.
Yeah.
He said, I give you the land.
Amen.
The other spies went in and said, hey, there's giants in there. There's walled cities. We're just grasshoppers to them. They're huge giants. You know, in the natural, they were right.
Amen.
In the natural, those evil report was right. But it was an evil report because it discounted what God said.
Right.
Do not discount what God says, regardless of what you see in your life.
Amen.
You got a loved one, you got a child that's not saved, and they're your child. I don't care what it looks like.
Amen.
They're saved.
Hallelujah.
They shall be there and their seed with them. You and your house shall be saved. They are saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, how can you say they're saved when they're living that way? Aren't you ashamed of yourself to say that they're saved by the grace of God?
Oh,
I'm saying what he said. I refuse to consider what I see with my eyes.
Amen. Yeah. Glory.
See, saying what exists is an evil report if it contradicts the word of God.
Amen.
Woo!
That's right.
Amen.
How can you we got to do something. We got to do something. I already did something. I trusted in God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm not mad. I'm happy.
Amen.
I'm happy. We are well able. Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able. We are well able. I am well able. We are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Technically, they were right. In the natural, they were right. But according to God's word, they were wrong. Do you realize that what you see with your eyes, what actually exists, doesn't matter?
Hallelujah.
What matters is what God said.
Amen. Amen.
And if you want what God said to manifest, discount what you could see and say what he said.
Amen.
Say what he said.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And
they brought up the evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight. We were, you know, that's where the problem is. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. We were puny. They were big. What were they discounting? The size of their God. God didn't pick us because we were stronger. God didn't pick us because we were more in number. God picked us because we were the least likely, and he wants to get all the glory.
Amen.
Do you realize Israel was a nation of slaves? God took a nation of slaves and made them a nation of feared warriors.
Amen.
So you could sit there and say, well, I'm nothing, I'm no good. Well, that may be true. But if you trust in God, he can make the devil afraid of you.
Amen.
All you got to do is say what he said. All you got to do is believe the word of God. Whew. They could not enter the natural land of rest. Why? Because they did not believe they could. They looked at the conditions. They looked at the size of the enemy. They looked at their own national condition. And they did not believe God's word, which God had already said, the land is yours.
Amen.
Didn't God already say that?
Amen.
He said it. And they didn't believe it. Only those that believed it entered in. But those that disbelieved actually caused a delay for everybody. Let's go to Hebrews 4. I want to show you something. We're talking about the rest. The most important rest is the rest for us. Hebrews 4:9. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. What's he talking about? God worked 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. In the Old Testament, the seventh day is the Sabbath day, you know? And the Sabbatarians still around today, they want to say, he didn't change the day. It's not the eighth day. It's the seventh day. You shouldn't go to church on the eighth day. You should go to church on Saturday. Listen, in the New Testament covenant, it's not a certain day. The rest is the Holy Ghost. When we enter into the Holy Ghost, we cease from our works and we watch him take over in our life. That's why it's not a certain day. When we... And in the Old Testament, the Sabbath keeping was do no work. And they went to church because they couldn't do nothing else. God help us to see.
Amen.
There is no certain day. See, it's every day. Every day is the Sabbath day.
Amen.
When you enter into the Holy Ghost. Amen. Woo! Cease from his own works as God to whom. Look at verse 11 now. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fail after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God, woo, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why you can come to church and Brother John doesn't know nothing about your life, and all of a sudden the word of God is speaking right to you. See, because he uses a dumb donkey to speak. It's not me. I don't know anything. I just pray and I say, Lord, I'm nothing. Come and help the people. And if you believe and I believe and he comes, the word is a discerner and he can speak right to your life. I can't tell you how many times people come to me. Did you have a recorder in your house last night? Did you have a tape recorder from my house? You said exactly what we were talking about. I said, I don't know anything, but God knows everything.
Amen.
You need to take that word as from God.
Hallelujah.
Because he likes to hide himself. He likes to hide himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thoughts and intents of the heart. Verse 13. We're getting to a good part here. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. The things we say. The things we confess. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. That means we have a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He understands what we're going through, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus understands temptation. He was tempted like us in all things, but he's the spotless lamb, see? Now we fail, but he didn't fail. And that's why he was offered as a spotless lamb. But he understands. He understands. Temptation is not sin. See? It's when we yield to that. When we don't believe there's a way of escape somewhere. Who will, with the temptation, provide a way of escape. See, if you're being tempted, look for the way of escape.
Amen.
That shows faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Let us therefore come boldly. This is very important. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Listen, when you're in need, that's not the time to wither away. That's the time to get bold with your faith. Amen. Say, Lord, I need you now. I need you now. Lord, I'm wrong. I need you, Lord. Will you forgive me? He will forgive.
Yes.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. He will forgive. He will receive you back to himself. Praise the Lord. What is the rest? The rest is the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38, for Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise of what? The promise of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
If the Lord's called you, he wants you to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, I thought just getting called by God meant I had the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Ghost is an experience. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have the promise to receive the same experience they had on the day of Pentecost. And that same experience will produce the same thing in us that it did in them.
Amen.
They were hiding, they were scared, and then when they received the Holy Ghost, they boldly went forth and declared the Word of God. It changed them from the inside out.
Amen.
Supernatural signs and wonders followed them. Praise God.
Amen.
The promise is still good today. Do you believe that?
Amen.
The promise is still good today. We need to believe the promise, and we can receive that same exact experience. See, because once you receive the Holy Ghost, you have everything you need for this life's journey.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost, you can't live a Christian life.
Amen.
You can try, you can be religious, and you can do your own works. But the Holy Ghost is where we need to get to, because that's entering into his rest, and then we're not labor. We're laboring to enter into his rest, and then he takes over.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost in us lives his life. We watch him do things in us. We watch him behave. Yeah, I'll be driving down the road and something will say, go do this. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. He said, but this is what I want to do. I'm like, all right. So we yield to him. You see? That flesh man's still there. But the Holy Ghost is there to lead us and guide us into all truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we still deal with that flesh man. Until we get out of here, that flesh man. When is the flesh man stronger? When you feed him more than you feed the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All right. That's simple. Right? Praise God.
Amen.
I'm trying to finish up here. You got a minute?
Amen.
Go.
We have a fellowship meal, right, after this? And Maureen made extra sandwiches. So if you didn't bring anything, you can still stay. Right?
Yes.
Are they good?
Yes.
They're good. She said they're good. I'd believe her word on that. All right, Joshua 1. Oh, how we need to enter the land of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And stay there. Joshua 1. I love reading the scripture. I love this. Can I read it to you?
Amen.
I'm going to do it anyway, but I just... Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying... Moses, my servant, is dead. You know, he could say today, listen, Brother Bram's dead. All right? Moses, my servant's dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Praise God. Who is Joshua today? Joshua is the Holy Ghost. There's no certain man that's Joshua. A lot of men tried to follow Brother Branham's ministry. I'm Joshua. I'm Joshua. I'm Joshua. No, the Holy Ghost is Joshua. God did not want some man to rule over another man. He wanted the Holy Ghost over your life.
Amen.
He wants to have that relationship himself. So Joshua is the Holy Ghost. Now watch. Joshua's got instructions here. Go over the land. I give it to you. Verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given to you. Whew. That's the word of God. That's the instructions Joshua's been given. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness of this and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man, any man be able to stand before you all the days of thy life. For as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. You know, people of God, you need to have courage today.
Amen.
You need to have courage to speak the word when everything looks contrary. When it looks impossible that the word would come to pass, courage to speak the word.
Amen.
Stand on it. Take a step on the word of God and watch him confirm his word. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Again. That thou mayest observe to do all according to the law which my Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all, to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Listen, when we obey the word, we prosper. When we disobey the word, we don't prosper. It's that simple. And then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
Amen.
I want Joshua on my side.
Amen.
Joshua's got instructions.
Amen.
Joshua's bold, he's strong, he's courageous. That's
Hallelujah.
It's Jesus.
Amen.
It's Christ in us. When we enter his rest, the land of the Holy Ghost, Joshua has these instructions. Joshua has marching orders. Every place that the sole of my foot rests is mine.
Amen.
I claim it. Every promise I claim, it's mine. I'm saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
It's mine.
Yes.
I repented. I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is mine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what did you do to earn it? It's a gift from God.
Amen.
It's mine. All I got to do is claim it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I repented.
Hallelujah.
I baptized a Christian baptism. And now the promise is mine.
Yeah.
Remember, what hinders is a promise if you don't believe it's yours?
Right.
Who's our greatest enemy? Who are the giants in the promised land? It's ourself. We look at ourself. We see our failings. Oh, God can't use me. I'm no good. The devil jumps in and says, you're right. That God can't use you. You're no good. The Holy Ghost is saying, be strong and courageous. Don't look at the size of your enemy. Look at the promise of God. Isn't God well able to take down your greatest enemy, which is your own self?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Only believe. Only believe.
Amen.
Be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and courageous.
Amen.
Be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. Be not afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't let depression get on you. We have Jesus.
Amen.
Don't focus on what the devil's saying. Focus on what Jesus said.
Amen.
And then when you hear what Jesus said, say what he said.
Amen.
You want to know something Jesus said? That you should repeat to the devil? Behold, Jesus said this to us. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
The devil starts coming at you and say, Jesus gave me power of you, devil. I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be gone from me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you realize the power in that?
Amen.
He gave you the power to cast out devils.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Why don't you use it?
Amen.
Cast out devils. When fear comes near you, cast it away.
Amen.
Get mad at fear. Perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
Devil, I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I've laid hands on myself more than anybody. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Get out of my head.
Amen.
Amen.
Do it. It works.
Amen.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The devil hates what we're talking about
Amen.
Today. He does not want you to be bold and courageous with the word of God. He doesn't want you to rest on the word of God. He wants you in fear and trembling to be ineffective and unproductive.
Amen.
But God wants us to be good ground.
Amen.
Simply producing what the word says.
Amen.
That's what I want to be.
Amen.
I want to produce what the word says.
Amen.
Amen. Can I read one quote and then we'll be done?
Amen.
Let's see it, Sean. We've read this before, but I'm going to read it again because I like it. I like it. One day when the children of God was coming in by the word of God, taking the land that God had given. Now remember, God gave them the land down in Egypt. He said, the land is yours, every bit of it. Now the people today are expecting God to reach down and get them by the neck, say, yes, that's right. You bring me out, clean me off, heal me, I'll believe you. God doesn't do his business that way. He gives you the promise, but you got to fight for every inch of ground you possess. See? Why didn't God go over there and just run out all the Amorites, Hittites, and Perizzites and all them? Why didn't he just run them all out? No, Israel had something to do, and you've got something to do. God said, take the land. It said, that land is yours. Go and possess it. Am I deafening you with the mic? Didn't mean to. Go and possess it. It's yours. They had to fight for every inch of their way. But listen, but it was assured that it would be given to them no matter what the results, what the circumstance looked like. It was theirs. God gave it to them. They looked at the promise instead of the circumstance. Healing is yours. Salvation is yours. The Holy Spirit is yours. The real Holy Spirit is yours. That's the land of rest. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift. I'm glad we're having a baptism today. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then the promise is just as real tonight as it was then. It's your possession if you go take it. It's given to you. If God calls you, he intends for you to have it. But you'll have to fight for every inch of it. You certainly will.
Amen.
Now the children were fighting. This is the next verse. The children were fighting. The sun was going down. The great warrior Joshua, when the sun was going down, he needed some more time. And God was in the battle. Moses' hands was up, as it were, and Joshua was fighting. God made the sun stand still till at once the power of the Almighty God working with his children. I believe the coming of Jesus Christ is past due. I believe that too. But if the children would only claim their promise and not be separated and divided, I believe God would make every nation on earth stand still and see the glory of an old-fashioned Pentecostal revival sweep the world. If the children would stand still, but they won't. Now, Brother Branham was back in that day. Denominations wouldn't listen to him. But we're a different people than that. We're going to stand still. We've heard a prophet say, and thus saith the Lord, or they stood still. Let's all stand. God's word will not return void. See? Praise the Lord. Do you believe God called you?
Amen.
Do you believe you're saved?
Amen.
See, have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized in Christian baptism? Then the promise is yours today. Let's bow our heads to him. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your word, O God. Lord, I know in my mind, I've spoken things too wonderful for me, Lord. But it's true, Lord. It's true. You want us to trust in you. You want us to rest in your word. You want us to enter into the rest of the land of the Holy Ghost. May it be so, Lord. May everyone here, Lord, may we all repent of our sins and be baptized in Christian baptism and receive the promise of God and fight and labor until we enter into that rest, until that same experience, the same experience they had in the book of Acts, may it rest upon each and every one of us. Oh Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. We realize, Lord, when we cross that river and we get to the other side, we'll look back on this day and realize what an honor and privilege it was to stand for you. What an honor and privilege it was to deny what we see with our eyes and proclaim that your word is true above all things. Bless each one here today, Lord. Well, I don't know. I can imagine. I don't know what they're fighting in their lives. I know what I fight daily in my life, Lord. Bless your people, O God. May they cast their burdens down at Calvary today. May they truly, Lord, yield to you and believe your word and seek you with all their heart. Forgive us where we've grieved you, Lord. Forgive us where we failed you, where we've made excuses. And instead of removing stones and thorns, we put more stones in and we put more thorny bushes in. Lord, help us to make some good ground. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. There is a river, yes, Lord, that flows from deep within. You believe that today?